pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Danny Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the final week of November and the Doug and Danny Show with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 Kearney, 1550 Hastings, and wherever you're hearing us today, we are sure glad that you're along with us. Coming up later on in the program today, Scott Porter, the head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, will be joining us in the second half of the show. Want to congratulate Blue Hill and Aurora both on their state football championships, especially, both coming different ways. Blue Hill finally getting over the hump, and I'll tell you what, it just makes it a lot better to cap it off. Now those two runner-up maybe just don't feel quite as bad because this is a program that, it's taken the next step. And Aurora, out of nowhere, they win a state championship. No big letdown after knocking off McCook, and they take care of Beatrice. So great there. The biggest surprise of the weekend to everybody, Oklahoma, Texas Tech. Are you kidding me? The refereeing in the NFL continues to decline. Ed Hockley will probably be doing the Super Bowl pretty soon here. I mean, that's what we're looking at. Those are things to talk about. A lot of coaching, firings, hirings, the BCS out. Where's Nebraska going bowling? I'll tell you what, Daddy, according to what we saw earlier, maybe not the Gator Bowl. A couple of ESPN.com gentlemen have been mapping this out week by week all year long. Neither one has Nebraska going to the Gator Bowl, but one has us going to the Insight, and they're on crack. So that's probably not going to happen. We'll talk about that because Notre Dame lost to Syracuse on Saturday, and there's a Mike Shanahan, are you kidding me? I'm tired of the NFL almost. I guess you never know what's going to happen, but how can you have an Oakland Raider team that couldn't beat Washington State probably, and then they come out and just destroy Denver at Denver? What has happened to the mental state of these NFL players? And I guess, Tony, that's just one of the places that we'll touch on today. We've got the hot topic for Sun Heat Systems. We want to get you another great space heater sometime this week. Short week because we've got Thanksgiving Thursday, college football Friday. We'll talk about Daddy's greatness and his selections over the weekend. Had a great time Saturday night at the Gold fundraiser for Kearney Catholic. All of that, but Tony, the National Football League right now, I'm tired of watching guys get beat 31-10 and then go ham it up with the other team afterwards. It directly correlates to them making too much money.
It directly correlates. And you know what? You get me started on Denver. And I think Denver and Jay Cutler, and I think Tim Hasselbeck at Seattle, two quarterbacks yesterday. Anytime you got a quarterback that's a leader of a team, and that's what 32 quarterbacks in the NFL, they are all the leaders of their respective teams. When they come out and are expressionless, every photo cut to Jay Cutler looks like he just came off the movie Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah.
Did he just get done throwing a bong behind the bench and heading out there and stumbling around?
You go out. I mean, how tough is it, Denver? You just went and got a great win against Atlanta to get back in the swing of things. You go out, you step on the throat of Oakland in the first quarter, and you put this thing away. Now, I know that's not the way it always happens in the NFL. Case in point, Detroit 17, Tampa Bay nothing, but Tampa Bay was a better football team. Atlanta 17, Carolina nothing. The Panthers come back and make a game of that. But Oakland is none of those teams. All you have to do, Denver, is come out and take care of business for the first quarter and a half. That baby should be salted away by halftime. Then you can start being buddy-buddy with everybody out there. I mean, there are a lot of... What's going on with your favorite sport?
Well, but you know what? Then on the other side of that, Doug, you've got Brett Favre and the New York Jets that look to be, all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, winning two games on the road. They're just 360 degrees from the two teams I mentioned in Seattle and Denver. I just can't believe that Seattle finds a way to get the ball back, and the very next play, it's not like they're in a hurry-up offense and somebody broke off a route wrong. They come out to run a play. Tim Hasselbeck throws a ball that nobody to this day, the interception. I'm not going back to Seattle. The ball he threw after they got the ball back. Matt Hasselbeck throws a ball on a totally. Nobody knows where the ball's going. The Redskins pick it off. The guy lays down. They touch him. The game's over. You got Brett Favre doing so many great things. 2 weeks in a row, you got the Giants going to Arizona, making a statement without Brandon Jacobs, without Plaxico Burress. So I think there's some really good things going on too. You've got Randy Moss having a breakout game of the year finally. You have Terrell Owens going off finally. Some of those big star names, stepping up yesterday to the forefront. Michael Turner. Turn of the burner from Atlanta, 4 touchdowns.
Are the power rankings going to start getting back to what we had at the beginning of the season? New England, Indianapolis, Dallas. I ask you this question right now, even with the big Jets win yesterday in Tennessee. I will let you pick any two teams that you want to get to the Super Bowl right now, but you have to be right. You don't get the field. I will take Dallas and Indy. My selections at the beginning of the year. Now, right now, obviously not the best teams in each league. But do you think that you can pick, and if I hear the Giants and Jets anymore today, I am going to hurl, because that's not happening either. But if you can pick the two teams, I really think we're going to put something together here on the show maybe next week and get that going. Let somebody, you have to pick the two teams that will be in the Super Bowl. You get one shot at it, and you get two teams who will be in the Super Bowl. Fire it off today. That could be one of our hot topics here to the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dead Popper, home of the Arma lining. See him today as we're getting into winter. Get your vehicles taken care of so they don't take a pounding from the Nebraska weather. Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who would you take?
Well, I think the NFC is pretty easy right now. It's the New York Giants. I mean, that's the NFC team.
You have to get the two teams correct. The New York Giants. That's fine.
Boy, yeah. You know what, then you're, after what, it looked like Tennessee yesterday going into that game, but they get blasted. New England plays awfully well. Pittsburgh, I'd say the Giants, right now, after yesterday, I'm going to say the Giants and New England. I think it's a rematch of last year.
I think a lot of people didn't give Matt Castle and New England credit, told them to be patient. They took a bad loss in there. I think Pittsburgh's very, very good in the AFC. Don't discount Tennessee. We wanted them to lose. Everybody wanted them to lose. We didn't want a 16-0 team and go through what we saw last year with New England. But I think it is wide open. And don't be jumping up and down on the Jets just yet. Don't be jumping up and down on the Jets just yet. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Still jacked up. The Rocky Marathon yesterday. Continuing today on AMC. That's right, 5 Rockies, like 12 hours. Oh, doesn't get any better. You get to see some of that going on as we get closer to Thanksgiving. I see that they're going to have the Godfather Marathon later this week. Really, you just need Godfather 1 and maybe 2, and that's it. But those are a couple of things. Daddy, back to pro football. Have you seen as many, of course, I mean, for those of us that watched the early games yesterday, have you seen as many flags as we saw yesterday? It's just every time anything happened in a game, flag. And then you look, and a guy gets shoved in the back, going up for a catch. Nope. Nothing. It takes away from the enjoyment of the game. It just seems like it's very random. Very random. And yesterday, Santana Moss takes a punch at a guy and is not immediately ejected? How does that happen? I mean, the easiest ones are the ones they can't seem to get right.
Well, you talk about people throwing punches. Matt Light and the guy from the long dreadlock guy from the Dolphins yesterday, grabbing him by the back of the hair and then pounding him about 4 times. Both of those guys were ejected. You're right, Doug. It seems to affect, I guess you would say, the ebb and the flow of the game. All of a sudden, just out of the blue, at inopportune times, okay. The gain of 8 becomes holding 10 yards back. All right, now it's 2nd and 20. We start all over. It comes at times and drives. You're right. There seems to be a lot of flags being thrown.
Well, tonight it will be the Saints and the Packers, two more teams that just you can't figure out. And the reason that it's, you know, this is the way it should be, except the good teams are supposed to beat the bad teams, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You're only supposed to have a few toss-ups when, you know, 5-4 beats 8-1. Perfect case, Oakland yesterday. There was a lot of other cases. You know, Chicago gets blown out last week, and then St. Louis evidently back in the doldrums. And then the next week they'll probably kill whoever they're playing. And you have three games coming up this Thursday for Thanksgiving. You know, Cleveland, pretty good. Buffalo, they put up 54 points yesterday against Kansas City, who really the only thing they seemed to be doing well was play defense. At home, 54-31.
Derek, obviously you didn't see 50 points coming, but Trent Edwards, where did this come from after having an all-time low as interceptions? I mean,
A lot of something that a lot of people don't know is if they don't follow Buffalo's, Trent Edwards had great numbers through a couple of weeks of the season before the last 2 weeks before this Kansas City game, 3 weeks maybe, where he kind of had some problems with
interceptions. That's a lot, by the way. That's a lot, 3 weeks. That's a third of the season.
Yeah, it is. It is. Two to 3 weeks, it is quite a bit. But he started off well, had some good games mixed in there. He looked back to his normal self yesterday, making good decisions, completing a high percentage, but I'm not sure what to take away from that 54-point score. Obviously, it's a lot, but it is Kansas City. They're running out of things to play for. I mean, I'm not sure what to take away from that, really.
Minnesota-Jacksonville. Jacksonville just comes out and hands them the game in the first 2 minutes.
35 rushing yards for Jacksonville, I believe. You know, entering this year, everybody talked about that Minnesota rush defense, how good it was. Well, it was that great yesterday.
Arizona. They couldn't stop the Giants. They got out-physicaled. But I'll tell you what, they put 29 points on the Giants, and that's something that people better not overlook.
No, you're right, Doug, but every time it was almost like a game of cat and mouse. As the Giants, okay, get back in it. We'll go down and score again. Is Eli Manning up for, MVP of this league?
Well, he should be. And one more thing about that, because I heard this discussion this morning, and we're all over the place, folks. We're randoming it out, but we're talking NFL right now. If you've got something to weigh in, I got a ton of emails. We haven't been here since Wednesday because of state football. A couple that we'll get to from some topics last week, talking Major League Baseball. But one thing I want to get to, my claim for a long time in watching football, and evidently Ken Wisenhunt is catching some crap for kicking that onside kick yesterday. They go down and kick an onside kick, don't recover it. The Giants go down, tack on, I believe it was a field goal, to make it a two-score game. And then they go down, kick a field goal, and try and cover an onside kick instead of taking it in for the touchdown, which if Vegas was going to bitch about last week's San Diego-Pittsburgh game, then you ought to take a look at this. A touchdown covers, and then you try and get the field goal with the two-point conversion. Covers, depending on what line you had or you get a push. But the point is, when you get to that point in the last 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, where it's a decision whether to kick off, you have your timeouts, or to do the onside kick. Here's the thing. I've always believed you're giving yourself two opportunities with an onside kick. You're giving yourself a half an opportunity when you kick it deep. Because one first down either way, and the game is over. Because you have burnt your timeouts, they kneel on it, and the game is over. Why not give yourself a chance? And don't give me this field position garbage. It's the NFL. So you punt it, you get it at your own 30 instead of, your own 15. That's one play in the two-minute prevent defense. I've always felt, and I've never, that's just, I guess, a philosophical difference. But why wouldn't you give yourself two chances instead of one? If you don't stop them, it doesn't matter. You're not getting the ball back anyway.
So you're saying kick it deep?
No, I'm saying kick the onside kick.
Every time?
Yes, every time. If you are at the point in the game, where they need just one first down to beat you, you're sitting there with the three timeouts and the two timeouts and the two-minute warning. But if the other team gets a first down, you can't get the ball back, then the onside kick, you should do it.
Well, you got to look at how often the onside kicks, if you think you get a chance, because there's some teams that when they kick an onside, it's like, do you work on that at all this week?
Joe Paterno, line two. Joe Paterno, 1-888-455-ESPN. The Dent Popper inbox, Ken fires in. I figured out why I'm in a bad mood when your show comes on. Well, probably because of the way the Irish are playing there, Ken. But it follows Colin Cowherd. That's right, Cowherd is how he puts it. For the life of me, given his intellectual prowess on sports, I don't know why he is not coaching the Giants, Cowboys, or any other team for that matter. Well, Ken, that's why he has a 3 or 4 hour show, depending on where you listen.
Thanks for the email, though, Ken. By the way, this is just in, Syracuse 24, Notre Dame 23.
Ty Willingham, are you kidding me? Good luck finding another job. You just lost to Washington State in double overtime, 16-13. Bill Snyder back to Kansas State. That's our ESPN poll question. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Is it the right move for Kansas State to hire Bill Snyder? Tony, how can it be? How can it be?
I don't even know where this... I mean, it's got to be Gary Patterson, doesn't it? I just can't believe... I know they want to bring in somebody under Snyder to groom him to however long. You ever notice some of these older coaches, and Tom Osborne's included, got to spend more time with my family? 3 weeks of spending time with their family? Get me the hell out of spending time with my family? Spending time with my family is not all it's cracked up to be. Let me get back to working 20 hours a day. Just let me get back to the football facility. I'll see the kids in the summer.
A lot of emails here, some left over from last week, so let's get after this. Boy, a lot here about our talk of the Royals acquiring Coco Crisp last week. This from Brent, who says, hey, you two losers, you need to change your... That's right.
Thanks, Brent.
You need to change the Royals' winning theme song from Peanut Butter Jelly Time to I'm Cuckoo for Coco Crisp. Cuckoo for Coco Crisp. You know you're going to hear it all year long. Brent, you know, I hope so, but I seriously doubt it. Please don't tell me the Royals want to trade the heart and soul of the team, Mark Tehan, because of lack of room in the outfield for recently acquired Coco Crisp, who, by the way, is also a sub-300 hitter. Do they really want to move DeJesus to left field and trade Mark? Am I wrong? So he's from Boston, which is a championship team and hopefully bringing a winning attitude, which I believe they will bring to the field from the end of last season. Maybe the Royals should keep the team together and work on pitching. Great show. Thanks, Chris in Lawrence. Firing in. Chris in Lawrence. We'll save that one. Finally, no name attached to this one, and so let's just get after this. Couldn't help but reply after hearing your negativity about the Royals acquiring Coco Crisp, but there are rumors that the Cubs would like to get Tehan and are offering either Felix Pay, correct? Pay, the pitcher? Ronnie Cedeno or Mike Fontenot. I'd also like to nominate Al Davis for Turkey of the Week, considering this is a continuing nomination. Of course, that came before the Raiders win.
Mike Fontenot. The guy's probably a Fontenot. You know what a Fontenot is? Caddyshack, too. Somebody the farts in the bathtub that bites bubbles. That's a Fontenot.
Did you just totally kill the show with a Caddyshack 2 reference?
Derek Thomas. Kind of funny.
The guy who looked at me strange Saturday and still has no idea where we have some bad Red Rope licorice comes from.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy show to recover from that left hook right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey guys, who's in jewelry was just for women? Just look down at your wrist and tell me what's there. And everyone knows it's your responsibility to find her the ring that'll make her eyes sparkle and her finger dazzle. And that's why Hawthorne Jewelry and Kearney wants you to know about their beach party sale on November 25th from 5 to 9. And get you 4 hours to change her life forever. And make your way to the treasure chest for savings of 30, 40, or even 50% off anything in the store. Now's the perfect time to buy at Hawthorne Jewelry, downtown on the Bricks.
Tired of hearing about financial bailouts? I'll drink to that. BICO gives you the big beer bailout, like a 12-pack of Bud, Coors, or Miller bottles, $9.99. Everybody likes a little Busch, just $7.99 for a 12-pack of cans. Thanksgiving? Thanks for such low beer prices, you can drink and not worry about the freaking turkey. Just stop by one of the 4 BICO locations, watch some football, and give thanks that the Huskers are in a bowl game. Visit us on the web at BICOonline.com. Be a BICO buyer.
the only golf course in central Nebraska with GPS. Indian Head Golf Course puts you in the great position of savings on quality name-brand golf equipment and clothing with some Pro Shop Winter Specials. 20% off name-brand clothing from Adidas, FootJoy, Antigua, and more. Save 15% on clubs from Adams, Callaway, Cobra, Cleveland, Nike, Ping, Mizuno, and Titleist, as well as balls and tees. And nothing makes a great gift for the golfer like punch cards and membership passes. It's all now through December. Visit the Pro Shop at Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun never ends.
Sunny skies will develop across the area today as we climb up to around 50 for a high. West winds will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will remain mostly clear tonight. We'll dip back to 21 with variable winds of 5 to 10. Then we'll reach up to 52 with more sunshine on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Duncan Daddy Show. Monday Night Football tonight. It is the Packers and the Saints. Kick off at 7:30 right here on ESPN Radio. Well, we enjoy the nice weather here for another couple of days. Kermit wants you to fall in love with your home all over again. Matt and the gang say stop by the website, kermit.net, and you'll find out how to bring out that hidden beauty you once saw when you chose your home or the place of business that you now own. Now is the time to get your home or business looking hot again. So come spring, all you have to do is the little things, pick the flowers and shrubs to complement the color of your home or business. Kermit, if you don't know, is a continuous and free-flowing landscape edging. It allows smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. And who doesn't need that these days? It's low maintenance, adds definition, and is guaranteed for a full 5 years. So go to Kermit.net, pick out a design that you think would work for your home or business, and get that free estimate from Matt and the gang today at 308-237-4805, 308-237-4805. All the info you need, and you can't believe it. You just don't even understand maybe how great the service is that Matt and the gang can do for you. Check it out at Kermit.net. Scott Porter coming up second half of the show, head football coach at Blue Hill, state champions in Class C2. Daddy, the final rankings out from the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star, and we always like to kind of take a look at those. Any surprises for you?
Well, I think the surprise, you kind of alluded to during the break, Doug, is Hastings St. Cecilia, we think, is probably the second best team, and barring weather, probably was the first best team in Class C1, and they're ranked third and not given much love, as both teams in the finals put it ahead of them.
And McCook isn't even second in Class B.
Huh?
You know, it seems like the Western teams, I mean, Axtell's placed fourth, prime example. If they're in the finals, but they're from the West and get beat, then they're not number two. But if they're from the East, Beatrice, then they're number two.
Well, Cambridge is nowhere to be found in the C2 rankings.
Well, they shouldn't be. I mean, they're the only team that beat Blue Hill. I guess that's your argument from week one. I don't know. Ravenna's not in there either. So, you know, what are you going to do? Three-loss team, two-loss team. In Class A, state champion Millard West is your champ. Grand Island was placed seventh in the Omaha World Herald, sixth in the Lincoln Journal Star. Kearney was ninth in the World Herald, 10th in the Lincoln Journal Star, with Elkhorn placed ahead of it in the Lincoln Journal Star.
Huh?
Beat Elkhorn.
Beat Elkhorn. Elkhorn lost the first round of the playoffs. Kearney went second round. Class B, Aurora number one, Beatrice second, and that's, you know, McCook third. So there's that. C1, Pierce number one, Boys Town number two. St. Cecilia is third, Norfolk Catholic fourth in the Omaha. They are flip-flop in the Lincoln Journal Star. Chadron, who made it to the state semifinals, sixth in both publications. Grand Island Central Catholic eighth, Broken Bow ninth, Gothenburg tenth in both publications. In C2, of course, Blue Hill number one, followed by Archbishop Bergen, then Stanton, Elmwood Murdoch, Plainview, Hardington CC, Elm Creek, and they are the same in both of the publications. Howells, number one, followed by Clarkson, Shelby, and Axtell in the top four. Maxwell was fifth in the Omaha World Herald, Giltner eighth, Burwell ninth in the Lincoln Journal Star. Giltner was eighth, Burwell ninth there as well. Finally, in D2, Ewing, your state champion, number one, followed by Humphrey St. Francis, Elgin, and Hayes Center. Didn't Hayes Center give Ewing a better game? And obviously Elgin beat Ewing with their healthy quarterback. Lawrence Nelson, fifth and sixth Brody Davenport in there at 6th and 7th. Sargent also in the top 10 in your final high school football rankings from the Omaha and Lincoln paper.
Doug, in Class C2, not much West flavor other than the Champion Blue Hill and Elm Creek. And Creighton, yes, is 8th in there, but those teams from the East weren't going to score. Elm Creek at least scored against Blue Hill. And I just think they've got to be higher, and I don't know why all the love to that group of East teams when, you're right. Now, Ravenna's not in there. Cambridge, we thought, were pretty good, pretty quality.
Elm Creek lost to the state champions and were dropped. Well, what'd you want them to do? I mean, that's just, again, where you play a team in the playoffs, where the matchup is, yeah. Elm Creek deserves a better fate than that. But, again, the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what the final number is next to your school name. If it's not number one, then you know you weren't the state champion. And if you're in the top 10, you had a hell of a season. And congratulations and best of luck as we get ready for basketball, wrestling, and a whole lot more. A week from Thursday, we get going. A week from Thursday, Thanksgiving.
Six games, Doug. You go back to the start of those six games. You think in the state finals, well, you got a pretty good deal. We can follow their seasons, pencil out who's going to win state. I don't think many people would have picked Aurora to beat Beatrice, even after they upset McCutt, because I think the emotion was so high. Blue Hill, I think quite a few people expected Blue Hill. Howes, but you get down to Pierce and Ewing, I don't think anybody expected that. I mean, I'm just thinking, the state final games, when you can follow teams all the way through the year, and we're really no better than 3-3.
Oh, I don't know. Pierce, Boys Town, that was a toss-up. I mean, Pierce struggled without a healthy Cole Moose, and he comes back and carries him. And that was a very, very good football game. So there was some great football this weekend, and we hope you enjoyed all six championship games here on ESPN Radio. But, Tony, when you're picking a winner, when it comes to your field, there's only one place to go.
Dynagrow, they've told us constantly that they have quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. I'm going to tell you how they did it. Simply put, they work with the best agricultural experts in the world, the American farmer. That's you out there in the fields. They built their company the same way our customers have built successful farming operations, with a work ethic that is unrivaled. And that is almost good enough. Our success has been built one farmer at a time through a relationship of trust and by offering industry-leading products and services. That's why they have experts like Jesse Carmen in the Shelton to Chapman area, Dave Freeze from the Caro to Loup City area, Travis Brock in the Cozad area, All Points Co-op as well. Check them out today. Call your local Dynagrow Seeds dealer, 1-800-652-9298. Get a hold of them today. They will put you in touch with the person in your area and get in touch with you. Call your local Dynagrow Seed dealer today.
1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Derek, how did we do in our selections this week? Johnny Casino, Pigskin Pick'em had some tough ones out there. Did I take Washington State or did I take Washington?
Let me check here. Looks like you took...
Obviously, I took the wrong one.
You took Washington State.
Yeah, one of the three I got right.
You had the winner in that one. The other winners you had, Utah over BYU, and you had Florida State beating Maryland. Other than that, you missed seven. Doug leading, actually rounding out the bottom side at 3-7. Me and the caller, not good either. 4-6 each. Daddy prevailing with a 500 record at 5-5.
Man, it's tough out there, Daddy. It's tough, but it is a win.
We'll take it.
We'll take any win we can get. Johnny Casinos will be doing it again this Wednesday, giving you a chance for a $25 gift card. Home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special for $11.99, but you don't have to wait until Wednesday. They've got great specials for you and great food every day at Johnny Casinos, just off Highway 281, west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Daddy, how'd you do on your picks?
You stink. I'm 1-2 in college. I miss California, Stanford. Cal kind of routes them. I miss Texas Tech. Just did not see that coming at all. Do manage to hit Utah over BYU. That was in the college ranks, 1-2. And I split in the NFL, 1-1. Had that Baltimore over Philadelphia, and I had that the 49ers. I took the points against the Cowboys, and Dallas does what Dallas does.
Just keep betting against the Cowboys and the Huskers. See how that treats you. Just see how it treats you, punk. We'll be back and talk to the head football coach of the state champion Blue Hill Bobcats. Get to more of your emails. Keep it going. Scott Porter joins us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
Rotel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get-up and show breakfast, or the free local and long-distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, MicroTel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power & Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicroTelIn.com. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
Okay, so you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has Boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekend start on Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price of participation vary by location.
When it comes to Hollywood.
Tonight, it's an NFC battle in the Bayou, and Drew Brees and the Saints host Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join me and Don Crickey live from the Louisiana Superdome for the excitement when these two potent offenses take the field. The NFC playoff picture is tight, and both the Packers and Saints need a win to keep pace. It's Green Bay. It's New Orleans. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Catch it all on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
Sunny skies will develop across the area today as we climb up to around 50 for a high. West winds will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will remain mostly clear tonight. We'll dip back to 21 with variable winds of 5 to 10. Then we'll reach up to 52 with more sunshine on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
China. Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Thanksgiving week.
It is indeed, and also deer season just ended, and Harriet Troutman's wants you to know. You bring in your clean, boneless deer trim, and Troutman will make it into your favorite summer sausage, jerky, snack sticks as well. On special, Flatiron USDA Choice Black Angus London Broils. Fresh sausages right out of the smokehouse. Jalapeno brats, beer brats, lean hickory smoked bacon. Oh, and let Kerry be your personal butcher. He always welcomes special requests. And remember, get your boneless, bone-in hand and smoked turkeys reserved today. All that Troutman's quality meats, a grill's best friend, right across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you on the sign out front. Troutman's is where it's at. Get Kerry and get that smoked turkey for Thanksgiving this Thursday.
Deer season's over. You got to take her somewhere.
There you go.
Get it all fixed up. Great. Great. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm a big fan of turkey.
You do love turkey.
I love turkey.
You're doing it up in Ord. You're going to the God's country this week.
We'll find out. I don't know. We'll let you know. We can't divulge that information. I'm sure you'll have 10 or 12 Thanksgivings, but so that's what's going on there. 1-888-455-ESPN. We invite your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brent fires this in. He says, to Central Nebraska's Rhodes Scholars, what do your two genius minds deduct from the idea of our government getting involved with sports? First, we have a steroid investigation, waste of money. Now we have a president-elect throwing his weight into the situation of a college football playoff. Regardless of one's affiliation, does government have a place or a right to get involved in sports? Or do sports basically take care of itself? Sports have been doing fine for decades with all that is going on. What do you think, Brent?
Well, I think right now, before he becomes the president, I think he's got a little extra time to worry about things like sports, and he can offer his thoughts on sports once he becomes president. I think that'll be the furthest thing from his mind, and I don't think it'll be... You know, it seems to be... on his front burner right now. That's going to get put back to the way far back burner on, at the White House kitchen.
Well, I'll tell you what, we do sports here. And that's why we get this hour a day, and we are pleased to welcome in to the Doug and Daddy Show the man that got to go second when handing out medals this past Friday at Memorial Stadium. He is the head football coach of the C2 state champion Blue Hill Bobcats, Scott Porter. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Coach, congratulations to you and the entire team and the community of Blue Hill.
Thank you very much.
What was it like waiting around to see the other kids get the console, get the runner-up trophy, and then standing up there handing out the gold medals this time around?
To be honest, I really didn't have a chance to see Bergen receive their medals and trophy. I had cameras and recorders in my face, so... You know, it was, once that was all done, and, you know, it was just a fantastic feeling. You know, words can't explain what it felt like to be up there to put those gold medals around the kids' necks.
Scott, how cold was that water?
You know, it wasn't that bad from my shoulders down because I had, like, my Under Armour shirt and then my coaching shirt and a sweatshirt. So that wasn't bad, and I had the pants and long johns underneath that, but when it hit my neck and top of my head, that's when I was waiting for my heart to stop drop right there.
Scott Porter joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, take us to the championship game, and then we'll talk maybe a little more big picture, but this was a fight right down to the end. But the bottom line was your defense continued to do what it had done all playoffs and most of this season, and that was just continue to shut down teams, and you forced four turnovers in that football game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last week in the semifinal game against Plainview, I thought that was by far the best defensive performance the kids had put out all year, and, you know, they came out Friday and surprised me again and just played their hearts out. And, you know, it is a crazy week because when I first started, along with the other coaches, breaking down Bergen's offense, it was like, oh my gosh, how are we going to cover, you know, all these different formations? And then the more we looked at it, it was the same formation with different variations, and it was starting to get a little easier. And finally, Wednesday night, it was like, enough. We're just going to go with what got us here. And, you know, we made a couple adjustments, and the kids were more relaxed, and final result showed.
Scott, I guess when I looked at Archbishop Bergen, did you feel kind of bad hitting them? They were so little.
Well, no. I mean, if you're a varsity quarterback and you're only 5'8", 140 pounds, you know, you got to be fairly tough because there's few shots against Stanton, especially. I didn't think Riley Gross was going to get up. And, you know, he's a tough cookie along with even number three. And it was a hard-hitting game because there was the hit that Riley Boniface took in the first quarter. I was counting my blessings that he got up.
Scott Porter, the head football coach of the state champion Blue Hill Bobcats, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, what were you and the coaches thinking as the playoffs began? People had maybe swept you off to the side when Cambridge took care of you fairly handily in the first game of the season, and we knew you were building towards the playoffs, but the West was really tough this year, and pretty much every game after that opener, you knew you were going to take on a heck of a football team. Did you think that this team could make this five-game winning streak through the playoffs?
Yes and no. I mean, at the beginning of the year, you know, I thought we had the potential to make another run towards Lincoln, and then, like you said, what happened at Cambridge kind of opened the eyes of everybody, and, you know, we just went back to the business, and I think after the second Cambridge game, you know, I heard a few of the seniors say that, why stop now? And I think that game really gave them the confidence that helped us, you know, get back to Lincoln and finally bring the gold home. And, you know, when the bracket came out, the staff and I were sitting around one night, and it was like, you know, whoever does come out of the West is definitely going to have earned their ticket, because with the Plainview, the Cambridges, Creightons, and that, so I was very fortunate that Southwest ended up winning their last game, which kicked Stanton back to the East, or otherwise we would have had them on the West.
Scott, I guess, you know, you break down this team, and you guys have been there 3 years in a row. Obviously, you lose some seniors, but that hasn't stopped you the last couple of years. What's the outlook for Blue Hill Bobcat football?
I think the future is still bright. I mean, you know, we were fortunate enough to have a lot of games this season where we're able to get the younger guys in to get them that varsity experience. So, you know, it's going to come down to the younger classmen like it has the last 3 years of how hard they work in the off season and during the summer and go from there.
How's the town? Have they stopped partying yet?
I think so. I mean, it was, you know, it's just a great thing for the kids and the school and even the community of Blue Hill.
Well, Scott, I know it's something that you'll never forget. Obviously, the school will never forget. There will always be a trophy and pictures there to remind you guys of that. Outstanding season. As always, it's a pleasure to work with you and the Blue Hill community and school system. And we just want to say once again, from all the folks here at ESPN Radio, congratulations on the state championship and enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.
You too, and thank you for the coverage.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Porter, head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Tony, there's nothing like winning a state championship, and there's nothing like winning your first state championship. This was Blue Hill's first state title in anything, sports, any sport, since 1928.
You know, and being there in that atmosphere on the short end twice, and you know what? You can coach a long, long time and think, damn it, we're never going to get back here. I mean, so many things are going to have to go right. The right group of kids at these smaller schools is going to have to come. How long are we going to wait? And then all of a sudden, 3 years in a row, you're able to make that trip to Lincoln, and finally, you know, you're thinking, is it ever going to be us on that other end of the trophy? Are we ever going to get the big one? And then it finally happens. That's got to be just such a feeling of relief, because you never know when you're going to get back there and if it's ever going to happen again.
And football, I think, probably the toughest to get to the finals, too. I mean, it's just such a demand. 1-888-455-ESPN.
We have Jim from Donovan on the line. He has some comments on the high school football rankings.
Hey, Jim, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, it wasn't so much about the rankings. It was your comments on the Eastern Nebraska bias, which I'd really agree with. Kind of getting back to another fall sport, girls golf this year. There's a gal from our town, Donovan, who Class C state champion, basically won every tournament, invite, conference, district, as well as state. And the all-state teams came out, and she wasn't even on the first team.
Danielle Lemick, yeah, I think she won them all. A freshman over there, Donovan. You're correct, and I don't know if that's Class C bias or what, but I never saw her really throw up any kind of a score that wouldn't put her at the top of a Class A tournament, I'll guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think she ended up winning the Class C tournament by about 9 strokes and was probably 6-7 strokes better than any class. I know it's a little different courses, but that's a pretty good score.
Well, your point well taken, Jim. Hey, sure, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jim from Donovan, 1-888-455-ESPN. You know, I guess that just makes it even sweeter the farther west you are. If you can overcome maybe more hurdles than you have to with travel and somewhat bias, it seems to take a while. I mean, ask Cambridge, ask McCook. They're looked at now as powers, but how long did it take? I mean, you've got to be good for a long, long time. You know, it just comes to, let's face it, it comes to coverage. It's more schools, closer to Lincoln and closer to Omaha, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, for the most part, I don't think anybody's going to argue that there's more talent towards, that doesn't mean better, but there's more talent towards the bigger metro area. I mean, more people, more talent. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Doug, you look down at these classes and the rankings and the bias that we talked about earlier. Class B, there's the state champion, 2 other teams. There's 3 out of the 10. Even you can bring them down. There's roughly 3 teams from the West in every class.
Before we take our final break here, I would like Derek to go to the Doug and Daddy inbox here for the latest email. Of course, Daddy referencing something just an off, unbelievable. He referenced Caddyshack 2, the movie. which, good Lord, it's so bad they don't even put it on cable. Derek, an email?
Yeah, Adam and Holdridge shoots this to the Dent Popper inbox. Way to go, nerd. You just quoted one of the worst sequels ever made.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, until somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Install holiday recipes. Some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Amy's Google page with Yahoo and filled her kitchen with live turkeys. When you see how Yahoo Search can help with recipes...
Did that turkey just type pumpkin pie?
Yep, which instantly gives us this drop-down menu.
Suggesting a ton of recipes and cooking ideas. Helpful.
Cool. Now, how about dinner?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at Yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, oh, Nelly, you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Thanks. At the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, we think football is just about the best game ever created.
Hey, baby, come on, baby!
And that's why on game day, you can't do it with Bullseye. Watch every Husker game on the Bullseye big screens. On Sunday, it's NFL ticket time with your choice of 7 different games at once. You and your friends will enjoy ice cold beer and drink specials. And munchies, oh my, do we have you covered. With appetizers, sandwiches, half-pound burgers, and more. Bullseye's at 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Open at 11 a.m. noon on Sunday.
So they take their football seriously, don't they?
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with a family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, except for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny skies will develop across the area today as we climb up to around 50 for a high. West winds will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Skies will remain mostly clear tonight. We'll dip back to 21 with variable winds of 5 to 10. Then we'll reach up to 52 with more sunshine on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now,
43. Winter sports season is here, and we're looking forward to it. Complete coverage on our network of stations, ESPN, 1230 KHAS, The Breeze, and Power 99. So make sure you keep it here. And, of course, always we'll be bringing you those games on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. And as you get ready for the activities, why don't you take advantage of Misco Sports Shoe Special. It's going on through this Wednesday, where you buy one pair of shoes, whether it's regular price, sale price, or half off, and you'll get 25% off any one item in the store. Let's face it, it's almost Christmas time. It'll be here before you know it. So already, you can kick two things off the list. You get the kids a pair of shoes, or you get, you know, somebody in the family a pair of shoes, then you get 25% off any one item in the store, and that nails two gifts right there. Misco Sports with a great selection of gear, whether you're wrestling or playing basketball or practicing intramurals, watching it, the shorts, the shoes, the workout gear, and, of course, the very latest in Husker, Loper, and your favorite college and NFL teams, whether it's a hooded sweatshirt or knit caps. It's not getting any warmer, people. Check them out today. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where all Columbia coats in stock. 25% off Misco Sports on the bricks. See them today.
Go to the Dent Popper inbox. This from Doug. This is why football really needs to play that oh-so-important consolation game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
That's what Doug says. You have it now in volleyball and basketball. Bring these games to Kearney and have the East teams enjoy the travel west. Think of the money the state could get from this. Plus, we know who was we ranked third and fourth. Get the Kearney Visitors Bureau on this. Well, I will say that I think people would actually go to football games of consolation status. I think there would be some attendance. Unlike this pathetic losing consolation games in volleyball and basketball.
It's an interesting point. It could be a hot topic. Let's also go back to the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You guys talked about the increase in penalties in the NFL. One team has 11 less penalties than any other team in the National Football League. Can you guess who that is? Tony, do you know who that might be? Here's a hint. It's the team that was proven to be cheating. The Patriots and Belichick are the least penalized. What a joke! I mean, what a disciplined football team. From Fast Willie, our Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Thanks, Fast. Always appreciate the emails, folks. Love them. Later on this week, Colorado head football coach Dan Hawkins will be joining us on Wednesday's program. Tomorrow, Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. We'll hear from the coach at noon. Also, we'll have a special Husker guest and a lot more coming up as we're making the transition. A few other things that we want to pass along to you is that with our hot topic, as we've kind of mentioned throughout the show here, the best opinions on our hot topics will qualify for a Sunheat Systems energy-efficient space heater worth hundreds of dollars. Your Sunheat Systems hot topic opinion could lower your heating bills by hundreds. So just fire us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll also take your phone call, 1-888-455-ESPN. Tri-City Storm is proud to announce that former goalie Peter Menino called up to the New York Islanders last week. He was playing in the American Hockey League before getting called up. The native of Michigan played for the Storm in 03 and 04, helped the team win the Anderson Cup. Graduated from the University of Denver in 2008. So some good news. Storm took it on the chin this weekend. They're back home. Two games this week, Derek. Wednesday, Omaha. Saturday, Lincoln.
Got to get some goaltending, though, Derek.
They do. I tell you what, the game on Saturday night, it was kind of a weird game. They were up 1-0 into the first period, into the second, went into the second period, and got four goals scored on them in about 2 minutes. So that was kind of the deciding factor of that hockey game. Those four goals, 6-3 final, take those away.
That would do it.
Yep.
That would do it. And if you take away the 65 points that Oklahoma scored, Texas Tech would have won. Could Wyoming hire Ted Gilmore? Really? Andy Christensen going to jail. They're holding off till December 20th. Thanks, Judge John Colburn. They're going to throw him in jail for 3 weeks so he can finish the semester. How about delaying it another week so he can enjoy Christmas, tool? Chadron State eliminated from the Division II football playoffs. Nebraska volleyball, Texas Tech. Really?
What is Andy Christian? What are the charges now?
Let me make sure I get this right. He is going for criminal mischief and resisting arrest. He will also then serve 15 months probation, and if things don't go well, he could get another 30 days in the slammer. Christians pleaded guilty to two misdemeanors stemming from the case where he was charged with but found not guilty of first-degree sexual assault.
That he didn't do. Okay.
Creighton men's basketball team looks good. Nebraska off to a 3-0 start. Nebraska women play tonight. UNK split with Hayes Saturday. The women, they've had some exciting games already. Jade Means, our favorite Elm Creek player of all time. Well, at least she's in the top 50.
Hits that buzzer beater.
Both the men and women are at Wayne State tonight. Mike Gross Coliseum there in Wayne. I'm sure he will have an exquisite buffet for members of the media attending tonight's basketball contest. University of Nebraska women at Denver. They picked up another win over the weekend. Husker volleyball team, one game to go. They're at Baylor. You know what? I think this was an overlooked story. The UNK volleyball team went five sets and were up 2-1 against top-ranked and defending national champion Concordia St. Paul on their home court last Friday night. Again, I say, don't overlook what you've got right now, people. I know that UNK is so well-supported and they love their volleyball, but once again, to Rick Squires and this team that went 32-4 with one senior, Julie Minich, and she was just a girl that came off and did some reserve work for them. So the bulk of this team will be back next year. Outstanding job. Concordia now going on to the Elite Eight as they won on Saturday.
Sorry about the hacks on that RMAC tournament, Coach, too. I apologize for that.
Hastings College men advance on to the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. The women were eliminated. And I hope that covered just about everything that we were going to talk about today. I want to thank Scott Porter, head football coach, state champion Blue Hill, for joining us today.
Hey, see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drone. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.